This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The murder of South African reggae legend Lucky Dube continues to reverberate throughout South Africa and the continent. Lucky Dube was shot last Thursday night in what appears to have been a botched carjacking in a Johannesburg suburb. It's only the latest high-profile killing in South Africa, a country that's becoming increasingly overwhelmed by violent crime. Our Africa correspondent, Afebia Quist-Arkton, joins me now with more. So, obviously tragic news, and carjackings are one of the most prevalent crimes in South Africa. What do we know about what happened last Thursday night?
Well, what the police said is that Lucky Dube was dropping off his two teenage children, a girl and a boy, at a relative's house in Rosettenville, a suburb in southern Johannesburg. And the young people had got out of the car, and then it appears several men armed walked up to the car and shot Lucky Dube. So there is speculation whether this is an attempted carjacking or whether it was premeditated and whether it was a hit. It seems that then he tried to get away by driving the car forward, hit another car, and then hit a tree and was declared dead at the scene.
Has anyone from the South African government spoken about the murder?
Oh, yes. And even President Thabo Mbeki has spoken and sent his condolences to the family. And he also made an appeal to South Africans to, what he said, confront together the scourge of crime. Listen to President Mbeki.
It's indeed very, very sad that this happens to an outstanding South African, an outstanding musician, well-renowned. And I'd really like to convey our condolences to his family, to all music lovers in our country and the rest of the world, and to all our people.
Now, Farai, that's what President Thabo Mbeki said, but a lot of South Africans and others are saying the government is not doing enough about high crime, violent crimes like this in South Africa, that the death of Lucky Dube, the killing of Lucky Dube, has highlighted the problem. But South Africa needs to move on because, of course, it's hosting the Soccer World Cup Championship in 2010.
Now, what are the violent crime statistics in South Africa and any reason that people can put together for the high crime rate?
19,000 murders annually. 52 people are murdered each day, apparently, in South Africa. 200,000 robberies a year. So these are really staggering, alarming statistics. If you look back in history, of course, during the apartheid era, violence was actually promoted by the apartheid government. And often it was black-on-black violence. So South Africa has a history of weapons and a history of gun ownership. Rape, of course, is another one. And all these negative images of South Africa are filtering out, and people are saying it's got to stop.
Let's talk a little bit about Lucky Dube's musical legacy. For those who don't follow reggae, who was he, and what's his place in the galaxy of modern South African music?
He was a 43-year-old reggae star. But back in the 80s, that's not the music that Lucky Dube started with. He actually started singing traditional Zulu Mbaqanga music. But he said that he felt that the pull of reggae, the appeal of reggae, the universality of reggae suited more his message, and of course the social commentary he became very famous for. So he switched to reggae, and this was during the apartheid era, and felt that his message could go farther.
So we've been listening to the title song Respect from his latest CD. What was the concept for that record?
Literally that. I think the word says it all. You know what? Let's listen to Lucky Dube talking about why he called his final album Respect.
The song Respect, you know, in the past we talked about togetherness, we talked about one love, we talked about unity, but we forgot to talk about respect, because all of that doesn't mean anything if there's no respect. You cannot love a person if you don't respect them.
Reggae has often been used as a political tool, and Lucky Dube came of age during some of the hottest years of apartheid. So how did he use that music during that time?
Well, he was a very young man, of course, during the height of apartheid. But his messages were always very strong and very much to ordinary people that there should be unity, together as one. Titles even of his songs, Slave, Don't Be a Slave, Prisoner, Don't Be a Prisoner. And he very much used the lyrics, and he felt that reggae was the beat that sent the message even better, to say no to apartheid.
What internationally are people saying about this murder?
That it shouldn't have happened, that Lucky Dube had another 50 years left in him. It really has had an impact, not just in Africa, but across the globe, because, of course, Lucky Dube performed and toured internationally. We're told from his website that his last series of concerts was in the United States. So I think this has stunned many, many people, and, as I say, has shone the spotlight again on South Africa and its problem of high crime.
Five suspects were actually arrested. What do we know about them?
Not very much yet. They were supposed to appear in court today. I heard a police spokesman saying some of them were not South Africans, could have been from neighbouring Mozambique. And, of course, this is the sort of issue that has caused problems in South Africa before. People saying that it's not South Africans who are the main perpetrators of crime, but people from neighbouring countries, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, further afield, Nigeria, Ghana. And it's the sort of issue that has caused problems between black South Africans and other Africans. So we'll have to wait to see whether indeed Mozambicans were involved in the murder of Lucky Dube.
Afebio, what will Lucky Dube's legacy be, do you think?
A huge musical heritage. In the 20-odd years that he was an international singer, he made 22 albums. And that starts from Lucky Dube singing traditional South African music, of course, through his reggae years, and then to his years absolutely at the forefront of African reggae. And I think many people are going to remember his message. He took issue with leaders who he found were bad leaders in Africa, not just in South Africa. He talked to ordinary Africans, telling them that they must overcome the problems of the continent, that they must fight back, but that they must do it with love, respect, and especially togetherness. So I think that will very much be the legacy of the late Lucky Dube.
Afebio, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Africa correspondent Afebio Quist-Arkton. She spoke with us from her base in Dakar, Senegal.